This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian troops have entered the outskirts of the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk, the regional governor said on Monday, describing fierce fighting over the ruins of a city that has become the focus of Moscow's offensive. Russia has concentrated its firepower on the last major population center still held by Ukrainian forces in the eastern Luhansk province, in a push to achieve one of President Vladimir Putin's stated objectives after 3 months of war. Nepal authorities on Monday recovered or located the bodies of all but one of 22 people who were on board a plane that crashed into a Himalayan mountainside on Sunday, officials said, and the government has formed a panel to investigate the incident. Two Germans, four Indians, and 16 Nepalis were on the aircraft, which crashed 15 minutes after taking off from the tourist town of Pokhara, 175 kilometers west of Kathmandu, on Sunday morning. Sudanese authorities freed several dozen political detainees on Monday, though others remain jailed, a lawyers group said, a day after Sudan's military ruler announced the lifting of the state of emergency imposed after an October coup. The releases included 24 people connected to the anti-military protest movement in Port Sudan and another 39 in or near the capital Khartoum, said the Emergency Lawyers Committee, which is an activist group. Colombian leftist Gustavo Petro came out on top in the first round of the Andean country's presidential election on Sunday, and will face a surprise contender, businessman Rodolfo Hernandez, in a second round on June 19th. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This